It's a Sal.
Hey, Sal, it's John with Local Splash.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. I got an email from you, so I just wanted to reach out, see what's going on.
Yeah, I'm going to cancel moving forward.
Okay, why the change?
I'm not comfortable with it.
I noticed in the email you'd written here that you weren't going to sign the subscription terms.
Correct.
Okay. What part are you uncomfortable about in the subscription terms?
Hey, John. I'm not moving forward, so I don't. The questions you're asking me are irrelevant, and it really doesn't matter at this point.
So I gotcha. I started working on this thing to clear your discrepancies with that other company, and we started going after.
Well, I appreciate that. If you have to reverse it, I guess you have to reverse it. I don't know what to say, but I'm not. You know, I'm not moving forward off and try another avenue, I guess.
Okay. Is there a reasoning behind that? Because, I mean, we went fully on board. I started working on it, and then I'm just trying to understand.
That's okay. I mean, I appreciate you reaching out. I'm just not moving forward. And the reasoning is I don't owe you a reason. I've decided to not move forward. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just looking at the account trying to reverse the transaction, but it's telling me 3-day right of rescission period is passed. So it's asking me what are the reasons for the cancellation. I'm trying to process it, but if I don't have a reasoning behind it.
I don't agree to the terms. I don't agree. I read the terms and I don't agree to it.
I see that in the email. So what part of the subscription terms is there an issue? Because these subscription terms are written as like a blanket statement. Everybody gets the subscription terms. Our services are month to month, right? So there's things in your subscription terms that have an asterisk sign next to them, meaning only if it applies to you. So you might be saying, hey, I'm not agreeing to this. They're saying I have to pay this if I cancel for a website, but you already had the website when we signed you up, so that's not applicable to you. The only things that are applicable to you have to do with the services that we're providing, which would be local SEO, Google Ads, Facebook Ads, and then the My Site as an option. But you already have your own site. So I'm trying to understand if it's a month-to-month agreement and we're providing you with the ads and all these services, which part of it do you suddenly feel like there's a change from last week?
I don't have the terms in front of me, but when I was reading it, I said I'm not going to agree to this, and so that's when I made the decision.
Yeah, you don't have to agree to those subscription terms, you know. It's just an outline of the agreement and all the products and features for what you're paying us. At the end of the day, you could say, hey, I'm not going to sign off on that. That's totally fine. You know, it's not something that's like a binding contract. Our services are month-to-month. No contract with the way I have your account set up, and I've also reduced the rate by more than 50%, and that's in writing that you're keeping that 50% pricing structure. So it's more so to protect you from a billing perspective. But yeah, I don't understand what portions of it that's making you so uncomfortable that you're going, hey, I'm not gonna resolve these discrepancies that's happening with this other company and get my business name up there to have people contact me. That's the end result at the end of the day. And I felt like we'd worked on it all last week. We were at a firm understanding, and then suddenly there's this huge change of tone based off something that happened in that subscription terms.
Yeah, well, I finally, you know, I called the on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
When you want when you wanted me to rush into it on Friday, right? And I decided that I really didn't have the time to do it. I really need to do it Monday. So I head over the weekend to read everything and see exactly what I was getting into. And so after reading everything, I just decided that it's not something I'm going to, after reading the terms, I'm not comfortable with it. I'm not moving forward with it.
Gotcha. So what part of the subscription terms?
It does, John, doesn't matter. Stop it. I'm not, whatever I wrote, whatever I read.
And I didn't force you into anything,
so John,
by
so
the way.
Is, I understand that, but
like,
this is the deal. Right.
Five days in a row.
I'm not agreeing to it. So if you guys aren't gonna, then I'll have to, you know, put a dispute with my credit card company, and I'll do that if you're not gonna reverse it. But I don't agree to the terms. So if I don't agree to the terms, then that's what I'm gonna do. Not move forward.
Okay. Well, you agreed to the terms when you signed up with me and handed me the credit card. So you did agree to that.
But I didn't read the terms of agreement. I didn't sign that. So, I didn't, it said
yeah,
if you agree to
there's a verbal
the terms,
and there's a written. So you can't go verbally agree, hand somebody your
so,
card.
So this is
going,
the deal.
Hey,
if you don't refund me my $4.99, I'll just dispute it with my credit card company. I'm not going to play games. I told you I'm not moving forward. If that's what you're going
to
do.
All right, Sal. This could have been a more respectful way to go about that, but all right.
I'm being respectful, but I'm just telling you
how it
is.
That's your opinion. All right.
Well, this is my opinion. That's all that matters is my opinion, because it's my business. It's my money that you got. So
right,
you know,
and then you're not taking into consideration the time that I've already put into this, going across the street, trying to set off an alert for this other company. You're telling me a guy's hijacking your listings. I'm going over there, bending over backwards, dropping the price, doing all these things.
John,
and then you
John,
won't even give me... You won't even give me
It's
not about sales. It's not about sales. I don't care about that.
It's absolutely about sales.
No, it's not. I don't care about that. I don't care about that. I'm not a salesman.
People go back. Yes, you are a fucking salesman, just like me. You know how many times
I've wasted
my time?
I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Have a great day, Sal.
Bye.